Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Week 11 of your favorite game, Silly Underdog Picks, will start tomorrow. Make your picks of the three college or pro football underdogs that you think will win starting every Thursday and before the college football games begin on Saturday. This week, the weekly winner will receive a Party Foul gift card. Just hit up thegamenashville.com or the ESPN The Game Nashville mobile app and sign up to make your picks today. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it is a big week here in Nashville for Nashville SC hosting a playoff game, the inaugural playoff game, on Friday here at Nissan Stadium. You can hear the game on Friday on ESPN 102.5 The Game and 94.9, ESPN 94.9, starting with pregame coverage at 7:45 p.m. on Friday. So to help us talk a little bit more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Drake Hills from the Tennessean, who covers Nashville SC. Drake, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, yes. Middle of the week. We got a couple of days before Nashville SC gets back to the field. You know, a little bit of a week off. National teams have been playing. So it's been a little bit of a weird little stint, but we're getting back to some normalcy.
We sure are, Drake. And to that point, hosting this playoff game on Friday, the Eastern Conference play-in round, how has Gary Smith been able to navigate this group to this point, given everything they've had to go through this year as an expansion franchise? How did they get here?
Well, Nashville SC, Gary Smith, you mentioned him, the coach, and he has built this team to be comfortable and build this, you know, frustrating team, the team that everybody hates to play. No one wants to play Nashville SC because they're so stout, they're so stocky in their defense and the way that they play, but also just being at home, he's made sure that he's taken advantage of being at Nissan Stadium, making sure their record reflects, you know, home field advantage, even in a season as crazy as this one. And they've done that. Although they haven't been able to get a couple of wins like they did in October and September, but the end of the season, they kept their pretty good record at home. And it wasn't until the FC Dallas game last month that things really looked a bit rocky. But, you know, the fact that they were still able to keep a good record at home allowed them to just fluctuate between sixth place in the Eastern Conference or seventh or eighth. And so in those three spots, they were always going to make sure that they were destined for the MLS Cup playoffs. It was just a matter of where they were going to finish.
All right, so give us the detailed breakdown. What is the key here in this match, Drake, Friday night?
Well, it's going to be, for one, who's going to be in your team? Because you've got two of your best players. And for sports fans, I mean, you always love the skill, right? The swagger guy, the guy who is able to be a bit flashy sometimes. I mean, it doesn't matter really what sport it is. I mean, you want to see somebody who is confident, who has their own brand, who can, you know, be able to create something out of nothing. And that's who Randall Leal is. That's the Costa Rica international. He actually has been playing for the Costa Rica national team these past couple of weeks. He first played on the 13th against Qatar. They had a friendly, kind of like a non-competitive game out there in Austria. And then they remained in Austria and welcomed South Korea. And that's Randall Leal started that game. And that's, you know, this is a guy who plays on the wing. He loves to dribble. He's Nashville's leader in shots on goals, total shots. He's probably your best technically skilled player. And like I said, he's a dribbler, lots of skill, lots of step overs, all of that good stuff. But, you know, the key is, and obviously ESPN had this report yesterday, is MLS is still trying to figure out and work with health experts as to where, if can they get these international players who are, you know, representing, you know, various nations, but pretty much about 28 players in total who are on teams that are destined for the MLS Cup playoffs, can they get on a charter flight back to the U.S. and back to their teams? And if they can do so, they would not be subjected to the minimum 9 and sometimes even 10-day quarantines, which would obviously, for someone like Leal, who played, you know, simply as just a couple of days ago, he would surely be out for not just this match, but possibly if Nashville were to win, he might even be out for that game as well. So that's something to keep in mind. And then also Anibal Godoy, who really is what you like to call in soccer your destroyer. He's the one who protects the defensive back line. He's someone who is always, you know, dribbling. He's always passing the ball. He really is someone who connects the defense to the midfield. And he's had a left hamstring injury, and he's also a Panama international and would have played for that team if he wasn't injured. So two really key players. That's certainly a key for Nashville, but also, you know, Inter Miami, for those who are still trying to get connected with, you know, this David Beckham-led franchise down there in South Beach. I mean, it's built a lot different. He's got Rodolfo Pizarro, who's a Mexico international. He's got European players who played for Real Madrid and played for Juventus in Italy. So this is a team that wasn't necessarily fully made and fully created when Nashville played them earlier this season. So it's going to be about stopping guys like Rodolfo Pizarro, Gonzalo Higuain, and Blaise Matuidi, who is the only World Cup winner in all of Major League Soccer. He won the World Cup with France in 2018. And then Gonzalo Higuain, he's the highest player in the league, $7 million. So those guys, you got to make sure you stop them.
So, Drake, on the Leal situation there, is that just a norm? If there's an international competition, guys in MLS, that's across the league, like, of course they're going to go? Or is there ever a conflict with something like that when you have, you know, postseason games coming up?
You know, that's a good question, because it's always a fluid situation. And this isn't something that where the national teams can just pick and say, hey, we're going to take them, and you know, you can't opt out. It's actually something that it involves the National Team Federation. So obviously for U.S., you have the U.S. Soccer Federation, which oversees both men's and women's national teams. And the federations of each country, they have to have that dialogue with the general manager of these clubs. You also have to have the dialogue with player representation. And so it's this triangle of trying to get everybody on the same page. And it wasn't a decision for even someone like Anibal Godoy, who with Mike Jacobs, the GM for Nashville SC, as well as Godoy's representation, they weren't necessarily keen on saying, okay, he's definitely going, when he was called up at the beginning of November in the first couple of days of the month. And so it is sometimes tricky, because sometimes players choose to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to play for the national team this time. But if you are willing to call me up at a later date, I will reconsider. And so, I mean, it's always this fluid situation. It's not necessarily a concrete rule to say that someone has to play for their national team.
Drake Hill's from the Tennessean on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Drake, I just want to ask you about Walker Zimmerman. Nashville SC announced their team awards last week, and obviously Walker Zimmerman named team MVP. How much of a game changer was the move to acquire him heading into this season for this group? And what sort of an impact did Walker Zimmerman have on this group so far this year?
This is no hyperbole. I mean, even the national media will say this as well. Walker Zimmerman is arguably, if not hands down, the best trade acquisition by any MLS team this season. If you take a look at the price tag, you're looking at, you know, over $1.2 million in allocation money having to be given to Los Angeles Football Club or LAFC. And he's a guy who is obviously MLS best 11. He's a national team pool type of player. He's one of the best, if not the best, center back. He's still up for MLS Defender of the Year alongside Jonathan Mensah and Columbus Crew. I mean, he is that guy who is, you know, in the air the most dominant. His skill is well up there, and he's also a great leader, and he's got MLS playoff experience. And so for a team that definitely has focused on having a central strength, if you will, making sure that your goalkeeper, your central defenders, your central midfielders, and so far up the field, making sure that that's your strength. I mean, it starts with Walker Zimmerman. And, you know, for a guy like that, Who else would you want back there starting MLS Cup playoffs?
Yeah, it's a great point. Drake Hills from the Tennessean has been our guest here on Robbie and Rextrup. Drake, appreciate you, my man, and looking forward to this game on Friday. It's going to be fun here in Nashville.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Absolutely. Sweet. Walker Zimmerman, he's been something else for Nashville SC this year. I mean, just think about where they'd be without him.
Yeah.
He's been unbelievable.
Yeah, it's, you know, a guy who LAFC, you know, traded for him to sort of be ground floor a couple of years ago, and he was a great player for them. I think he finished second in Defender of the Year last year. So, yeah, he's been, obviously, I mean, he's the centerpiece, really, and a lot of other important players in this team, but that's a guy who could be sort of the face of the franchise, so to speak. Face of the side. Front face of the side moving forward.
I like that. When we come back, it's that time of the week, the award-winning segment, The Choice Is Yours. Ryan Porth taking his first shot at The Choice Is Yours. So very much looking forward to that coming up next. But first, make sure you're tuning in to this weekend's NFL Game of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue and Gary Force Acura. This Sunday's NFL Game of the Week, my beloved Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. with a 3:25 p.m. kickoff, and some big implications there for the Titans as well. We'll be right back with The Choice Is Yours, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.